The Workshop Downtown Podcast with
Ashley Ayala
and Kelly Bennett. This is a weekly podcast for people seeking to build a cool brand, business, lifestyle, and impact. Each week, we'll talk shop about the real behind the scenes of being a small business owner. We'll also talk to local change makers, interview people we adore, and just share about things that we dig. Hey everyone, we have our first official interview with no other than Brianna. She's actually our producer, Socialisa Podcast, and she's amazing and incredible, and we love just hanging out with her every week when we record. So, she's our first guest.
Hello.
Say hello.
Hi.
All right.
Hit me. Thank you. You're so sweet. Thank you.
Yes, of course. And Ashley is so prepared. She has interview questions. She is our organized person on the squad.
Woo-hoo. It's weird being on the other side.
I know. How does it feel?
Weird, because, like, whenever we record together, I'm always, like, nodding and having content. Like, I'm active in the conversation, and now I'm here, and I'm talking. It's weird.
Yes. I love it. I love it. So, you want to kick off some questions, Ashley?
So, Brianna has her podcast, Socialista LV, which if you haven't listened to it already, definitely
listen to it.
Check it out. Yes, it's very good. And she interviews different creatives in Las Vegas. So, how did I meet you? I was going to say when I first met Brianna, but I don't...
Everyone, I feel like, says that. Because I think I met you... I feel like I was following Sister House. And then I went to Market in the Alley the first time last September, and I, like, walked down and found your shop.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah. Okay. I remember the first thing I bought there, actually.
Oh, really?
What did you buy? Who's the woman who sold the tie-dye, like, dog bandanas and the...
Anissa.
Yeah.
Green Stitch.
Yes.
That was the very first thing I ever bought from Sister House.
Oh, I do remember that day, actually. Oh my gosh, that doesn't feel like it was almost a year
ago.
I know. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Ooh. So yeah, when I met Brianna, I talked to her a little bit and found out that she had just moved recently. Now she's been here almost 17 months, right?
Yeah.
And she moved from New Jersey, and I thought it was really cool that she had a podcast where she was interviewing local creatives and just really diving into what the creative scene looks like here in Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to ask her, Brianna, can you tell us a little bit about why you started Socialista?
Sure. So Socialista actually started as my, like, freelancing side hustle when I first moved here. I had a mentor back home in Delaware, and she had her own social media, like, marketing agency. So I was blogging at the time, and, when I first moved here, I was kind of trying to link up with people, and there was a wedding, pop-up wedding company that I just, like, found and wanted to apply to work there, so I was like, okay, I'm gonna talk to you, and they're like, well, we don't need anybody, like, to help, but do you blog? And I was like, oh, yeah, so I started doing that, and
was
my
mentor... Flora Pop?
No, it wasn't Flora Pop, it was, Glitter and Grace.
Okay.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, they were in Tivoli. And this is when I still had never been to Vegas, so I was looking for jobs. And I saw that Tivoli was, like, an area kind of close to where I was gonna live. And then I reached out to my mentor. She's like, why don't you just start an LLC? If they're gonna pay you, like, might as well start it. So, when I got the LLC, I named it Socialista. And then, like, the podcast came about was, I worked on the Strip for a little bit. And I didn't really...
How was that?
Oh, it was awful. I will downright say it was terrible. Mm-hmm. Don't... you might make good money.
I guess to each his own.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It never felt like a fit to me.
What were you doing? Were you in retail?
Yeah, I was in retail. So my background's in retail. I worked retail for about 8 years.
Same.
Yeah.
Retail.
Yeah. It's a... interesting, fun, not so fun sometimes career field, but so when I was looking for jobs, because I still had never been to Vegas, I was like, all right, I need to hit the ground running, like, I need to have a job, because I'm going from full-time with benefits to absolutely have no idea what I'm gonna do. So
wait, what made you want to do that?
Move here?
Yeah.
I didn't want to move here.
Oh, so no. What brought you here? What brought you here?
My boyfriend's in the Air Force, so...
Oh.
Crazy Brianna, when she found out, she said, no, no, no. because that sounds awful. I had never been here, and I was like, Vegas sounds terrible. No thanks. And then somehow he convinced me to move here, so here I am. But, yeah, it was a weird road trying to navigate how to find jobs, and I only thought the Strip was, like, the place to be. I didn't know there was a whole town.
Other world.
Yeah. Yeah, so, yeah, I worked at a soap shop.
A what?
A soap shop.
Soap shop,
yeah.
Okay.
I won't name names, but...
Got it.
Yeah, so I literally worked for a month on the Strip. Absolutely hated it. I come from a small town in Jersey, very quiet, and the population is either more young, like, very young, or more middle-aged, older.
You know what's funny about Jersey, too? I don't think a lot of people realize that there's, like a countryside of Jersey.
I'm more of the countryside, yeah.
Right? Even from Long Island, I never really knew mm-hmm. that much about this, like, quieter, calm... We always think yep. of, like, Jersey Shore, Atlantic mm-hmm. City, mm-hmm. but I know that there's, like, a legit... chill, very calm part of Jersey.
Very quiet, very chill. More South Jersey, I feel like. Mm-hmm. I haven't really been to North Jersey because what is that?
Okay. I don't even know what that means, but I'm with you.
Oh, you've never heard that?
Uh-uh.
South, no. North Jersey and South Jersey, like, think their own state.
Like Northern California and Southern California?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay.
Yeah.
People are like that with the city and Long Island.
Mm-hmm.
People are like, oh, you're not from New York if you're from Long Island. And then you gotta say, fuck you, yes I am, and then I'm like, okay, you're from New York.
Who are you? I literally had somebody drop me off after a date. He took me back to my house, this was, like, years ago, and he's like, where do you live? And he lived in a town called Cherry Hill, which was literally, like, 25 minutes from where he lived. A little bit more, like, poppin', they had, like, more of a city scene. He's like, why is there farms? Where are we? Is this,
really?
Like, Children of the Corn? Yeah. Because I lived across from a bunch of cornfields and, like, horse farms.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So you went from that
uh-huh.
to Las Vegas.
I did.
Wow. Okay.
Working on the Strip.
Oh, my
God. Yeah.
So, simulation overload.
Very much so, yeah. That was the whole reason, I think, why I didn't want to move to Vegas, because I knew it for the Strip.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to bite this bullet. I need to make money. So, I'm going to take whatever job I can. I came to visit Vegas 2 weeks before I moved out, and then interviewed, got the job, and then started, like, a week after I started living here.
Mm.
And that didn't work out.
Didn't work out. After, like, 10 days straight of working and not getting lunch breaks, so I was like, I don't think I can do this.
Yeah.
That's intense.
Yeah.
Selling soap.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You wouldn't realize how intense retail is in the Strip.
Oh, like, I'm sure.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
Like, it might be annoying if you're, I don't know, a consumer, and you're like, why are all these people bugging me? Like, that's because they give you, like, crazy, like, deadline goals. Mm-hmm. So, just a FYI.
Be kind to when you see
yes,
someone working
be very
retail.
Nice. Yeah, so I saw that side of Vegas, and I hated it. And then I quit that job, and I started working at a photography studio in a boutique in Tivoli Village.
Totally different vibe.
Very different vibe. That was around the same time I started my LLC because I was blogging a lot. I was like, okay, maybe I can get up more freelance clients and see how that goes. I had one client, you know, we did 6 months and it didn't work and didn't really know what I wanted to do. I was still working like 2 part-time jobs. So I was like, yeah, I don't know what to do. I only go home and I go to work and Vegas like doesn't seem exciting. I was missing home a lot at that time. So I used trusty old Instagram to actually find downtown.
Yep.
Good old Instagram.
Good old Instagram.
Yeah, so I just... The podcast really started because I was following a lot of people on Instagram and saw that there was a really interesting community that I had never experienced in this small town of Mullica Hill in New Jersey. And, yeah, it was just something I've never heard of. I've never heard of markets... I've never seen artists collab together. Just, I've never had an experience where a community cared about each other. So that kind of intrigued me. And then around the same time, there was 2 guys from high school who started their own podcast. And I thought, oh, that's kind of cool. I mean, I knew them and I don't think they're big techie people. So, like, why can't I do that? It was also another way to, like, get me out to talk. because I'm very much an introvert, so I was like forcing myself to get out there. Yeah, mm-hmm.
That's how when I started blogging too. It was mm-hmm. really to interview people to make friends. Cheesy as that sounds.
No, that's like, literally what. Yeah,
and that's how I met people.
Yeah,
those are like how I made friends. And back in the day, Twitter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Go to tweet ups.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
No, it's really great, and I think that's why I like Vegas, because even somebody like me, small town Jersey girl, who literally like does, I don't have anything else to me. I could start a podcast and I can talk to both of you and some other really amazing creatives, and Ferguson's is kind enough to let me do it in their tiny house, so.
And I think, too, our community is so excited to have you and what you're adding to the community and, your voice and your perspective. So I think it's a very mutual benefiting mm-hmm. exchange. Because I remember when you told me about her, and I remember Jen had told me about Brianna, and they were like, this girl, she just moved from Jersey. Mm-hmm. You'll really like her. She's on the East Coast, and she's doing a podcast, and she's interviewing creatives. And I'm like, yes, that's who we need. I was so excited to meet you and just like your fresh perspective, because it's always cool to see with a fresh set of eyes mm-hmm. what's going on and sure. how people, you know, feel the scene. Mm-hmm. And so I think you've brought a lot of value to it.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
You're welcome.
And creating a platform as well, you know?
There wasn't really a podcast doing that.
Mm-hmm. What
good
has
job.
Been your,
thank yeah. you.
You're welcome. Oh.
What's been your experience in just, like, your view, I guess, of the creative side of Las Vegas? Like, how do you feel about it? Obviously, I think you like it.
Yeah, I mean, I say it every episode. I really, really love it. And I think it's, what's great is everyone is so, I don't want to say everyone, but a lot of people are so open arms and they're curious about your story. Mm-hmm. Even when I was at the market in the alley today, there was a woman who I kind of noticed going to all the booths, and she's like, oh, your sunglasses, like, what's the story behind them? Like, why did you do that? It's like those questions I've never heard asked before and never thought about them.
What sunglasses?
I'm spacing. Is it Archaic?
So you got them at Market in the Alley?
I didn't get them, but I saw you one. Saw them I was with a friend, and a woman, like, it. Stopped by. She's like, oh, these. Like, what are these? Mm. So.
The curiosity.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The curiosity is there, and I think that's such a beautiful thing. Not to, like, knock certain communities in the East Coast. I just don't know them anymore, but that sort of mentality was not there.
I think I could just talk, too, from being from Long Island in New York. It could be really intense just because there's so many people. Like, mm-hmm. when before I moved downtown, I was back in Astoria, Queens, and I loved it. And Astoria, Queens has, like, a similar renaissance of, like, things coming up and, yeah. like, art and creatives and local businesses, which is awesome. However, it's just still so big because mm-hmm. it's Queens, and then it's Astoria, but bigger than that, it's New York City. And it's, like, right. bigger than that, it's, like, New York in general
yeah.
is just huge. Millions and millions and millions of people. Sometimes you could feel really lost. And especially
yeah.
as a creative or someone maybe who's a little bit more introverted, someone who's getting started, who has a different perspective, mm-hmm. it could feel really challenging to get your voice heard.
Yeah, definitely.
I felt that a lot. And I was getting some traction in New York, but honestly, it was when I moved to Vegas. It was a little bit smaller, well, a lot smaller. I feel like I could actually get my feet on the ground
yeah.
and connect with people and really have a bit more lengthy conversations about what I was going for, what I was right. seeking to do, and I got the opportunities that I never would have had back home.
I feel that.
As much as I love it back home, like,
yeah.
These opportunities I have right now are literally one in a million.
Exactly, yeah.
So I'm so grateful.
Yeah, so am I, and I really look at the two different places and where I am in my life now compared to a year and a half ago now. My life would have been so different, and I was in retail and was aspiring to be, like, a stylist or a merchandise Ooh. Buyer, yeah.
I could see that, and
yeah.
your outfit today is very stylish.
Oh, thank you.
I see two locals, at least. On with your outfit.
Well, this one is the necklace is Jenny Shin, and then I actually made this one, the shirt.
You did?
Yeah, I made it for the women's march.
I knew it looked very familiar.
Do you want to see the back? The back's yes. my favorite. The collar.
How cute. Yes. I like it.
I felt you really inspired.
Very nice. Nasty woman shirt. I like it.
Yes. Yes.
I like it.
Yeah, my life, I think, was just going to be very different. And not that that's a bad thing, but looking back at it, I think in retail, especially, if I was even to move to New York City, I probably would have just been a number in mm-hmm. a weird way. I feel like here in Vegas, there's a face to a name. There's a story behind it, and people are actually curious about it.
I think with the vibe of it being so transient, too, mm-hmm. people are, like, just assuming, too, that you have, like, some story of how you even got here.
Right. Oh, yeah, exactly.
That's just my experience. Ashley's a native. Mm-hmm. Yeah. How do you feel about all this?
About people coming in?
Yeah.
It's interesting to me because, yeah, when I finished college, I left Vegas because I was like, there's no culture here. Mm-hmm. And then coming back after almost 4 years, I was like, oh, there's stuff going on and, you know. But also seeing, yeah, like you said, Kelly, this opportunity for growth and a space for me here. Because mm-hmm. things are happening here, but not everything is here already. So for yes. me, coming back from Santa Cruz and Half Moon Bay and really learning a lot up there about a more slow and thoughtful way of living and being really intentional about purchases, and then having traveled and wanting to support, you know, socially responsible brands and mm-hmm. people making moves in that sense, I was like, oh, Vegas doesn't have that yet. So there must be people out there who would be into it, you know, and because Absolutely. There's no one else doing it, there has to be, like, you know, hopefully the community is receptive to that.
And we are.
Yeah. Very wow. much so are.
And talking about Instagram, I found Ashley on Instagram.
Yeah.
And, you know, I met a lot of cool people that I'm yeah. legit friends with now mm-hmm. through Instagram and social media, back in the day blogging that I've right. kept in touch with. So I think this community, yeah, we're ready for you. We're excited that you're here.
Thank you.
I would say, aside from doing the work that you do, what do you enjoy doing? Like, what are you doing on your off time?
Off time, I do work a lot, but, I really enjoy taking walks and hiking. Ooh. Yeah, I don't mm-hmm. do it as much as I would like to, but I feel it's very therapeutic, and I love that, for people who might not know, Vegas is surrounded by nature. It's dry, but it's there.
It is very beautiful.
Yeah. So, I enjoy doing that. I also, because I do spend a lot of my time downtown now, just from working in the Arts District and then being here, like, every weekend, I like trying new things. That's not something I was always receptive to when I lived on the East Coast, but now that I'm here, everything is brand new to me, so I just kind of want to, like, soak it all up.
You go mm-hmm. with it.
Yeah, yeah. So, I'm very, like, curious about a little bit of everything. So.
Mm-hmm. What topics of interest are you really diving into right now?
On the podcast?
Just in general.
In general?
Because I like how you think, and I how you perceive things, and you're very well educated. So I'm just curious, personally.
Honestly, I don't know. I have kind of a scatterbrain, so it changes a lot, or I have a lot of things on the back burner. But I guess a big topic right now for me personally is just doing right by me. Or do people doing right by themselves.
I like that.
Yeah, that's been kind of the topic lately. But, I mean, I've always been interested in community and culture. I really love, I love what you do, Ashley, with Sister House Collective. I am trying to branch out more and do, like, women empowerment, like, events. Ooh. And go to those, yeah.
Okay.
So, just, yeah.
I love it. What would be your big dream to create here?
Oh, boy.
Big vision, big dream.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I feel like if I say it, maybe it'll start manifesting.
It definitely will. Yeah, it's gonna start today.
I would really love to see the podcast connect more people in a sense that maybe eventually I can put on some sort of event. Where I can bring Ooh. All of my guests together, or just bring people who are interested, having some sort of, maybe even a talk for people who are new, and just kind of show them the other side. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, luckily I found it, and I found it not too long after I moved here, but I know people who've lived here for 5-6 years, and they didn't know anything until, like, that 3rd-4th year mark, so... Yeah, I would like to.
I already see the event in my mind.
Can we plan it?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that sounds awesome. Mm-hmm. I love it. And for you professionally, I know you said retail stylist, then podcast producer.
Yeah.
Social media.
Yes.
Where do you kind of see yourself? Where would you want to take it? Because I know you start LLC, so you start your own small business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When I start DLC, I want it to do more social media marketing, and luckily I was able to, it was kind of sad because the retail job I worked at, which I really loved,
back home?
No, this was here.
Oh, here.
I worked at a small, bohemian boutique called Gypsy 05.
Oh, I remember that store.
Yeah, and they closed down, and literally I came home from Christmas break, and the day I came back, I'm like, oh, the store is closing. So
I remember that.
Yeah, so that was hard, but through that, I was able to push myself to get a marketing job, so that's what I do right now. I don't know. I don't know exactly, like, a position or, like, a dream job, but I just want to be able to help people in some sense, and I don't know how that'll manifest, but I think at least this platform gets that started, and I don't know. I just want to see how I can help other people.
Connecting people.
Connecting people.
Having their voices heard.
Exactly.
Their stories told.
Yeah, and just making the community stronger, even though it's very strong as it is, but just contributing to that.
I think it would be really cool, like, a podcast event.
Yeah.
People mm-hmm. who listen to the podcast and who've been on the podcast.
Like a meet and greet. That's what I was thinking. Like I really
a podcast yeah. meetup.
Yes. Mm-hmm. After the first couple of months, I have been thinking about doing, like, a one-year anniversary sort of event, party.
Let's do it. That would be awesome.
That would be my dream come true.
Guys, save the date. We don't know what the date is yet.
January 5th is the...
January 5th?
Oh, we got plenty of time.
We have time, yes.
Let's do it.
Okay, so save the date. Somewhere around January 5th, you'll be going to the Socialista one-year anniversary party.
This is going to keep me responsible. Awesome.
Yeah, this is what we call accountability. Yes. When you create an event on air and then share it.
This is your plan all along.
This is it. Yeah. Okay, cool. I think it's awesome, and just thank you, genuinely.
Thank you.
For all that you do.
Yeah, both of you have served as great inspiration for me. So I love sitting
thank
here.
Thank you.
Yeah, of course. No, I'm serious. Like, I remember when we first met, I just thought, Ashley, you were the coolest person I've ever met, and...
Same.
Yeah.
Same.
And same with Kelly, and both of the things that you do career-wise was something that I was really interested in, so I feel very fortunate to sit here every week with you.
Aww. Yeah. Thank you. And if you guys need, or want, and this is what I've been encouraging a lot of creatives, start a podcast. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because it's a really cool way to document what you're already doing, to put mm-hmm. yourself out there. And Brianna is an awesome podcast producer.
Thank you.
So you could just come into the tiny house, which is the minimal market shop.
Yes.
And it's literally the cutest space ever.
They really, like, outdid themselves.
Yeah. And it's at Ferguson's, and it's just cute on cute on cute. And you just come, and she records you, and she makes you sound professional and coherent.
Oh, thanks.
And it's great. And then you have a podcast, and you're on iTunes and SoundCloud. And I just know for myself, it was always a dream to do a podcast, but I always felt like it was so far away from me.
It seems like otherworldly.
It seems like, whoa, that's like super next level.
Like, that's official. Like, who mm-hmm. are you? You are like already with 20 million followers.
Yeah. And I am proof. Girl. That is not true. You could start from where you are. And Brianna will help you get there. And I just think it's been an awesome tool that you've been so generous of sharing as well. And already, quite a few of our people here have podcasts now because of you.
Yeah, it's exciting, because, I mean, I don't consider myself a professional at all, but...
We think so.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Go on, girl. Own it.
Own it. You
got
this.
What was your thing earlier? You said,
What was it?
Be you.
Be you? Oh, do you?
Do you.
Do you?
No, what did you say? You
said, oh, me?
Yes.
Oh, yes. I was like, I'm just guessing.
I don't know.
Oh, the one thing that she's doing right now, right? Yes.
Own it.
I'm here for myself.
Oh, yeah.
There we go.
What was it? Is that it?
Girl, I don't know. I'm doing things for myself, something along those lines.
Yeah, something along those lines. We'll play back the podcast episode to really figure out that.
I'm so
exactly
scared.
The way you said that.
But it was really good.
But yeah, the idea behind it of just owning it. I've been trying to do that too lately. Just own it.
Yeah. Another phrase I like to keep in mind is just do the damn thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like that. Only anything with damn in it.
Makes me snap my finger.
Yes.
That damn thing, girl.
Yes. I like that a lot. Yeah. Oh. Should we leave it on that?
Yeah.
That's a very empowered landing. Okay, well, thank you.
Yeah, and we better see you guys in January.
Yes.
So.
We'll get a one-year anniversary party. It's going to be awesome, fantastic.
I'm going to rely on you both for help.
Okay, well, we already signed up, so.
Awesome.
All right, guys, thank you again, Brianna, for being our first interviewee.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, guys, we'll see you next time.
See you next time.
Bye.